Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
My next guest, she is an expert in sports psychology, and she is going to need all of that expertise because later this year, Dr. Karen Weeks is going to attempt to row solo across the Atlantic, and no woman has ever done this before. Karen, how are you?
How are you, Lottie? How's it going? Good to speak to you.
Yeah, great to speak to you. I mean, Karen, I suppose we should start with the basics. Why are you doing this?
Well, I suppose I should just clarify, I'm not the first woman to do it, but I'm the first Irish female to do it solo. And if I do get across, I'll be the 20th woman in the world to cross an ocean solo rowing.
I mean, that's absolutely incredible. Is it a personal journey, or is it that you want to be like the first Irish woman? Is it a goal orientated thing?
No, it's not goal orientated in that perspective. Like, I genuinely have no interest in records and all that sort of stuff. But I've been doing endurance journeys for the last 20 or 30 years. So I suppose I've been building up towards this point. I've cycled solo 4,000 miles across Canada, and I've cycled down through Alaska and the Yukon down to San Francisco. And I've cycled across the States with Orla Knight, and I've kayaked around Ireland with Suzanne Kennedy. So I've done a few trips before. So this is the penultimate for me anyway at this stage. So this will definitely be the biggest challenge.
I mean, you're obviously the kind of person who likes a challenge. Is that why you keep doing things? Is it addictive, like setting yourself the challenge and achieving it?
Yeah, I suppose there's two elements of it really for me anyway. I love the simplicity of it. I love like living out of my kayak or living out of my bike or living in this case it'll be living out of a rowing boat. So I love the simplicity of it, but yeah, I do love pushing my limits. I love pushing myself mentally and physically and seeing how far I can actually push myself, for sure.
So is it kind of an experiment on yourself then, I suppose?
Yeah, it's an experiment in a way, but I suppose I've tested my brain and my body before. So this is just, it's like somebody doing a 5K, then moving to a 10K, then moving to a marathon and then ultramarathons. So this for me, the endurance element is on the water or on the bike or in adventure sports for me. So I suppose starting like shorter kayaks 30 years ago, and then building up to longer cycles, longer kayaks, and now this 3,000 mile crossing from the Canaries over to the Caribbean.
And when are you planning on heading off?
So the plan is to leave the Canaries, Gran Canaria, in mid-December and then start rowing. And I would hope it would take me 70 to 75 days. I'm going to have enough food for 90 or 100 days. So depending on the wind and the weather conditions and how many ships pass me by and how well I row and how well my body performs, I suppose that'll dictate how long it actually takes ultimately.
Food was one of the things I wanted to ask you about. Like, what kind of food are you going to pack?
Well, what you have to eat, what you have to eat is rehydrated food.
Okay.
So I'll be testing that before I go out here in Ireland and out, like on the land.
Doesn't
and then
sound
out
too appetizing.
You burn about 4,500 calories, 5,000 calories a day. So you need
a
lot of carbs.
Holy crap. Yeah.
So I'll have that, and I will have the rehydrated food, and then I'll have an awful lot of snacks. So like things that I like, chocolate and that sort of stuff. So that'll keep me going that way. But I suppose you'd miss like fresh bread and eggs and things like that. But that's what you have to do.
Like, Karen, are you worried you get lonely?
Yeah, like, because I'm a pretty sociable person. So, I suppose one of the things, it will be getting inside my head, but actually that's what I'm really looking forward to too. I'm really looking forward to getting away from technology and just, I suppose, getting into my own head a bit more and just seeing how far my head will actually go. And also, I suppose one thing that really did affect me when I cycled across Canada, for about the last 1,000 miles, I was really in a zen mode. It really got me into a headspace that I'd never been at before and I haven't achieved since. So I'm really sort of chasing that again in some way, where you're just, everything feels very calm in your head and you're not distracted by all the other stuff of everyday life.
Well, calm is definitely a good place to be, because if I was in your position, all I'd be thinking is there a shark underneath? would you not worry about that kind of stuff?
Well, there will be sharks, I have no doubt
there
about
will.
That. And oh, there will, yeah. I was chatting to one of the guys that rowed across this year, and he was followed by a shark for about 20 hours
or
something.
My God.
The shark was just following him.
Like, have you seen Jaws?
I've seen Jaws, yeah.
Okay.
But I'd hope that I wouldn't be on his menu for that day for sure.
Okay. How much is this going to cost you?
So this is a really, really expensive trip. All my other trips have been, you know, self-sufficient and self-funded. So like this time we're looking for corporate sponsors. We do have we have Somex Automation from Cork. They're on board so far. They're our first corporate sponsor. And people are really being very good on GoFundMe as well. But we are definitely looking for more corporate sponsors if they want to get involved. So they could maybe check out our website on shecando2021.org. The project is called She Can Do 2021.
Okay.
And so basically the background to that, Lottie, is that I'm trying to encourage other females to push their limits and take part in a bit of adventure sport as well. And then the other strand to our sort of philosophy on the trip is sustainability. So one of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So we're looking at ocean conservation.
Oh, amazing.
So really it's to encourage women to participate in ocean conservation.
Well, I love the idea of ocean conservation. I think that's incredible. But also encouraging people to maybe take on a challenge that they don't think they're capable of, and then helping them to push themselves to achieve it, because I just think it is the best satisfaction, and it really, really makes you feel incredible about yourself. It's so good for your confidence to set yourself a challenge that you don't think you can achieve and then achieve it. It's just such a wonderful feeling, which I imagine is part of the reason that you keep setting these incredible challenges for yourself.
Yeah, I think from a psychological perspective, it's very empowering, I suppose, just for yourself, not for anybody else. Because I think one of the elements of endurance sports is if you are taking part in an endurance sport, when you're doing all the training for endurance, you're definitely not doing it for the glory. Because when I hopefully reach the other side, when I get to the Caribbean, there won't be any prize or there won't be any big bands playing or anything like that. So it's really purely a lot of endurance when you're training and you're putting in all that time and effort into it. A lot of that time you're on your own. So whether you're on the water or on the bike, you're in your own head. And so it's not like some rewards that you get for shorter endurance sports, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you mentioned it there. There's a major physical task ahead. So how do you get your body prepared for that?
At the moment, I'm working a lot on strength and power. I have a gym here at home, so I'm working on strength and power, trying to build up my upper body. So when you're hauling the oars towards you. And then also, I'm out in my kayak. I have a sea kayak, and I'm lucky that in my 5K, I'm right on the water here on South Galway Bay.
Beautiful.
So I can just hop out. Yeah, it's great. So I can just hop out on the water and do a loop in the kayak, and then also on the mountain bike or the biking. So it'll be brilliant when the 5K rule lifts and we can all go a bit further afield and we can get legs in our miles as well, you know.
Absolutely. Karen, before I let you go, the most important question I want to ask: what are you going to eat when you finish?
When I finish, I'd say it'll be a big plate of spuds or pasta and a cool beer, and I think that'll keep me going nicely.
And what about for dessert?
For dessert, probably another beer.
Okay, yes. I love that attitude. Dr. Karen Weeks, will you stay in touch with us, because we'd absolutely love to keep track of you as you get ready to do this and head out. And if people can help, we would love them to. So just once more, where can people find out more to donate?
Yeah, thanks a million, Lottie. I appreciate that. If people want to go to shecando2021.org, they'll get all the information there. And they can follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter on shecando2021.
Well, keep in touch with us, Karen, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.